This is Vivian French, and I'm reading from my book, The Robe of Skulls, published by Candlewick Press. Lady Lamorna stamped her foot in frustration and fury and swung back inside. "Gubble!" she called. "Gubble!" Gubble half-hopped, half-hobbled from the dark cupboard that was his usual resting place. "What skills do I have, Gubble?" Lady Lamorna demanded. "What skills that will earn me a fortune in good strong gold?" Gubble shook his head. "Think, Gubble." Gubble opened and shut his toothless mouth. He could see by the glint in Lady Lamorna's silver eyes that Gubble's trouble was extraordinarily near now, all ready to jump. Gubble gulped. He wasn't entirely certain that he actually knew what skills were, but at the last second some kind of association of sounds dropped another word into his head, a word he knew his mistress liked.
"Spells, your evilness," he said. "Spells."
A happy memory came to him.
"That frog thing you do. Prince Zap Frog."
Gubble's piggy little eyes shone.
"That be magnifying."
"Fool, you mean magnificent," snapped Lady Lamorna, but she didn't sound nearly as menacing as she usually did when Gubble got things wrong. He heaved a sigh of relief as she strode across the room and seized a black marble urn from her mantelpiece. Peering inside, she nodded. "If we are economical, Gubble, there is sufficient spell powder for at least a dozen transformations." Gubble looked vacant.